So we're getting close to the end of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 25 today, a small little clip where we see Paul is being transferred, making his way to Rome. And then tomorrow we'll have the end of the story of the Acts of the Apostles, the end of the story of the early church, where Paul gives his life for the church, for Christ, for each one of us in the city of Rome. And then this great, wonderful passage from the end of St. John's Gospel, this primacy of Peter. And if you make a trip to the Holy Land, you can go to this place where this took place, this side of the lake where Jesus had this conversation. Simon, do you love me? This triple question he asks. I'm sure we've all heard this is Jesus' opportunity, invitation to Peter, to Simon, to make up for the triple denial around that campfire the night before the crucifixion of Jesus. Three times Simon, Peter, denied, and three times he has opportunity to confess his love. The heart of the Father. He gives each of us the same opportunity. Maybe we can say Peter only denied only three times. So he only had to say, I love you three times. How about for each of us? Maybe some of us already today have done it three times, denied our Lord. He always comes to us with the opportunity of reconciliation. This happens more often than not in the confessional. But the Lord's desire is that everyone be reconciled. And so he will always come to us with this invitation. Do you love me? And then when we look particularly at this passage, we may know that in the Greek language, there's multiple words that we use for love. But there is different distinctions. There's love between friendships. There's the passionate love between spouses. And then there's that agape love that Christ shows us on the cross. And so when we read the original text, Jesus says to Simon, do you love me with the agape, with the crucifixion type of love? The first two times, that's how Jesus addressed Peter. Do you love me with a crucifixion type of love? In those first two responses, Peter says, I love you with a brotherly kind of love. The third time, when Jesus asked Peter, Simon, do you love me with a brotherly kind of love? Yes, Lord, you know everything. I love you with a brotherly kind of love. We know that each of us has that invitation to love as Christ loves, with the crucifixion type of love. But we also know as we examine our hearts that maybe today in this moment we're not ready for that. And so as Jesus did to Simon, he does to us. He comes to us where we are. I mean, the great incarnation is that, right? Christ coming to us as we are to bring us where we need to be. And that's how the passage ends. Right now, you do what you want to do, you go where you want to go, but the day will come where someone will lead you where you do not want to go. The day will come when you will give your life for me. The day will come when you will have crucifixion type of love. The same for each of us. I mean, tradition tells us Simon was crucified in the square outside where St. Peter's Basilica is today. And he chose to be crucified upside down, not being worthy to be killed in the same manner of Jesus. But Jesus says, unless we die to ourselves, every day we're not worthy of him. And so we pray for the grace to have that crucifixion type of love. In that final, ultimate moment, yes, but in the little pinpricks of the day, the willingness to joyfully die to ourselves for the sake of the other, to allow ourselves to be led where we may not want to go. That constant invitation of Jesus to follow me, The first invitation Simon had, the last invitation Simon gets, follow me. It's the same for each of us. Our life is meaningless if we don't follow Jesus. Following Jesus is the only way to give our life meaning, purpose, and direction. And then go back to the first question of Jesus today. Do you love me more than these? And we can have great speculation on what exactly are the these that Jesus is talking about. They just had a great catch of fish. Do you love me more than these fish? He's with the other disciples. Do you love me more than these disciples? Do you love me more than they love me? Who knows exactly what that means? But we all have a bunch of these in our life. Things that we have collected, heartaches that we hold on to, wounds that we refuse to let go of, sins that we are afraid to confess, dreams and ideas for the future. Jesus asks us this morning, do you love me more than these? Do you love me enough to let it all go? Lay down your life for me. Laying your life down for the Lord is the only way that we could describe St. Philip Neri, this great apostle of Rome, the apostle of joy, who was raised up during the Reformation when the church was being attacked and being broken apart, and the unity that the Pope is supposed to hold on to was being dismantled. St. Philip Neri was brought to us. Do you love me more than these? He didn't have enough heart space for the love that he had for God, and so he prayed for more love. When he died, when they examined him, he had 3 broken ribs because his heart had expanded through his ribcage. The great love that he had for God the Father, for Jesus Christ. We can ask St. Philip Neri to pray for us today to increase our love, to go beyond just the superficial niceness that society expects of us, but to willingly take up our cross, to follow after Jesus, to love him with a crucifixion type of love.